This is CPX number 21, a recap of the Catechism of Pope St. Pius X and the Creed. Hello, today we're going to do a recap of the entire setup of the Catechism of Pope St. Pius X, which I'm calling CPX, and a reminder on how far we've made it in the Apostles' Creed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Heavenly King, Consoler Spirit, Spirit of Truth, who art present everywhere and filling all things, treasure of all good and source of all life, come dwell on us, cleanse us and save us, you who are all good. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So today we're just going to do a recap of the series up to this point so that you have a bird's eye view of the past of this series and the future of this series. Now, if you remember on the back of this book, if you have the Eterna Press version, the back of the book says this: the Catechism of the Council of Trent was directed to all priests. The recently released Catechism of the Catholic Church was directed to all bishops. The Catechism of Pope St. Pius X is that Pope's partial realization of a simple, plain, brief, popular catechism for uniform use throughout the whole world. In other words, it is directed to the layman. So the different catechisms are for different groups of people. Obviously, anybody can read them, but this one is specifically directed to lay people, and that's mostly who's watching this. If you remember, in this catechism, there's four main parts: the Creed, the Our Father, the Sacraments, and then the Commandments. Now, on this series, what we've been speaking of with the Creed so far, there will be some overlap in future parts as we go more in depth. So, for example, we had one day last week on the Immaculate Virgin Mary, but in the Pope's section after the Our Father is a small section on the Hail Mary. So we'll come back to some of these topics. As far as the sacraments, we will analyze in this catechism series. Pope St. Pius X goes in this order: first baptism, then holy sacrifice of the Mass, then penance, also called confession, obviously, and finally extreme unction. Now, he just kind of sprinkles through all of those the other three sacraments: confirmation, holy orders, and marriage. Then we have the section on the commandments. This will obviously go through all 10 commandments in order. But then the Pope also tackles the following topics: holy days of obligation, the precepts of the Church, the main virtues, the theological virtues, namely faith, hope, and charity, and then scripture and tradition. And finally, the last part of his book is the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the Beatitudes, the main kinds of sins, the vices, and finally, very grievous sins, that is, the sins that cry out to God for vengeance. So let's see how far we've got in the Creed so far in this series. Earlier, I had accidentally spoken saying that this is what you say at Sunday Mass. That's not true. On Sundays, we say the Nicene Creed. In this catechism series, we're going through the Apostles' Creed, and I'm sure all of you know that the Apostles' Creed is what you say at the beginning of the Rosary. So you might remember the last part of the Creed that we covered was Christ suffered under Pontius Pilate. And the next section that we're going to do in 2 days is Christ descended into hell, which, as you see by the term hell, means the limbo of the fathers. We've already covered a little bit how those who were already in Gehenna were not freed. Christ descended into the limbo of the fathers. But let's get back to recapping the Creed, because that's the point of today's thing. Let me read you the Creed to show you how far we've progressed through the Catechism, or rather the first part of the Catechism. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. This is how far we have made it in this series so far. Then he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Public service announcement here. I'm going to take 1 to 2 weeks off at the beginning of September. That first week is going to be a silent retreat, and possibly after that is a second week for a pro-life mission. That probably most of you know what that means. But I have no news on that front, so probably only 1 week off from this series and the VLX series. For that first week of September, I'd invite you to four things. Four things I want to invite you to on your week off from me. The first thing is to catch up. These first 2 months, I've made nearly 40 videos, but most of them are about 15 minutes long. So the first is to catch up. Secondly, I'd invite you to subscribe on YouTube or review these on Apple Podcasts. Thirdly, share with friends. I know I'm making a lot of videos, six a week, plus the Periscopes I'm doing on Twitter, but six a week here on YouTube. That first week of September when I'm on Silent Retreat might be a good time to invite just one other person, if you like this series or the VLX series, to catch up on the previous ones. And the fourth thing that I'd invite you to, I'm not asking you to do it, I'm just inviting you to, is to make a commitment to either pray for me monthly or donate to me monthly. If you're interested in the latter, you can go to www.padreperegrino.org. And we also recently bought the URL www.pilgrimpriest.org. That's pilgrimpriest.org. I should be flashing it on the screen. If you're watching on YouTube, the end bumper will also have that www.padreperegrino.org. Notice that I'm never going to do Patreon materials. Patreon is where some people get your basic material and some people get your paid material. But I know that the apostles did everything for free, so you're never going to have to pay for anything. So if you just want to commit to the monthly prayer, that's great. But I am looking for monthly donors. If you go to the blog, you can find at the pull-down section on the right, donate. And then there's two different options. You can either donate once, or you can donate monthly. And as a hermit that prays several hours a day, I really haven't started much fundraising with friends and family. I've asked a couple people, but I haven't had the time to fundraise. And if you'd like to support my mission of prayer, teaching, evangelization, and pro-life, I'm really looking for prayer support monthly, a monthly commitment to prayer support, and monthly donors that you can find on that donate section of Padre Peregrino. Thanks for listening to those four, and I'm going to make this announcement at the end of the other CPX this week before that week off. Please say an Our Father for me, et benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.